The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. And our guest today, we have two very special guests today with us, Jason Wiggins, sales manager, and Barry Rhodes, 203K production manager with Mortgage Network, Inc., also known as MNET. Hi, guys.
Hey, Jackie. How you doing?
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for joining us today, guys. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing various real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We've been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. You can email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
If you'd like to hear a certain real estate topic discussed here, please feel free to email us at questions@jruddy.com. You can view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. We are happy to announce a new addition to our office family, Julie Roback, who, as a homeowner, knows the difficulties but also the rewards of purchasing the perfect home. Her background includes 15 years of business management, focusing on customer satisfaction, budgeting, cost analysis, and computer skills with a certification in administrative technology. She is exceptionally detail-oriented and driven. Let Julie help make your selling and buying dreams a reality. Welcome, Julie. Okay, Barry and Jason. Jason Wiggins and Barry Rhodes of Mortgage Network Incorporated. Today, I figured we can talk about, you know, there's a lot of people interested in buying a fixer-upper, but don't have the cash to remodel it, or maybe they've saved the money for remodeling and the lender won't give them the funds because the property is in such disrepair. And there is a loan that's out there designed especially for this, and it's called the 203K, the FHA 203K loan. Can you tell me exactly what that is?
Yes, it's a loan designed for somebody who wants to purchase a property that may need a lot of repairs, or also they may refinance their present home and do the repairs they would like to do. The repairs are pretty much anything you want to do within reason, except for anything that's considered a real frivolous item, like a swimming pool, a spa, an outside barbecue.
Jacuzzis
are something you cannot do. Other than that, the homeowner is really open to do most anything they want to, as long as they qualify for what they want to do to the loan.
Okay, tell me, how much cash does one need? Take it from the top. What do we need to look at when we look at doing this type of loan?
The first thing the borrower is going to do is going to call us to get pre-approved. They get pre-approved for a certain amount, and we set up the loan from there. So they'll have purchase price, use some easy numbers of $100,000, and then say they want to do $35,000 in repair. So we have a total loan of $135,000. FHA has a minimum required investment of 3.5%. Now, that will not be everything that they need for closing. They can do a seller assist of 6% to help with the closing cost, but the minimum required investment would be the 3.5% down. And it's not always going to work out to where it's only 3.5%, so we need to make that clear so borrowers don't think that, okay, I need $4,500 and not a penny more. It's going to be within that range.
Okay, tell me this. You mentioned $35,000 of repairs. Where does that number come from? Do they just decide, they wake up and they decide that this $35,000 is what they need, or do we need to have some sort of estimate from a contractor?
Well, the first thing that we're going to do, I mean, I'll pass them on to Barry, but when they call us for the pre-approval, we'll get I'll get the pre-approval process started for, just a regular FHA loan. A 203K loan is really an FHA loan with a construction plan, per se. So they're going to meet with a 203K specialist.
Such as Barry.
And Barry's going to set them up with a local inspector. And then I'll let Barry kind of take it from here as to what rehab site is.
Actually, what takes place is there are individuals who have been licensed by HUD who are called 203K consultants. They actually are the person that would meet with the borrower and go out to the property, and that consultant will determine two things. He will determine, number one, what items must be done so that the house meets all of HUD's mandatory requirements. Safety and health and energy efficiency items are what they are looking for more than anything. And they're going to make sure that those items are done so the property is brought up to good standards. In addition to that, the homeowner may do what they want to do. They can interject what is called their wish list, where they can say, well, in addition to what HUD says I must do, I would like to put a new kitchen in. I would like to put all new carpets in, a new roof. I want to put an addition on, first floor family room and two bedrooms and a bath above it, or a two-car garage. It's very unlimited as to what they can do within reason, as long as they qualify for what they're doing. But the HUD consultant is the one who will make that determination as to what must be done, and then in conjunction with the homeowner, they will make a decision what they would like to do, their wish list.
Okay, got it. So if they have to qualify for the loan first, and then they meet with the HUD specialist.
Correct.
Okay, and then that's where they determine this figure for remodeling purposes.
Right. When they go to qualify, when Jason qualifies them for the loan, it really makes no difference if what type of loan they're doing. If they qualify for a $200,000 loan, it doesn't matter if they're buying a home where after closing they're going to turn the key and walk into their beautiful $200,000 home, or if they're buying a $150,000 home and putting $50,000 in repairs. Mm-hmm. They still only qualify for a $200,000 right. loan. So Jason's pre-qualification up front is wide range. It takes care of whatever we want to do.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So, and if somebody wants to do this loan or any other type of loan, because I know you do them all, Jason, how do we get in touch with you?
You can call me direct at 570-704-4809, or our toll-free number is 866-723-9934, and then extension 4809.
And if they want to email you, shoot you an email?
It's Jay Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, at mortgagenetwork, all one word, .com.
Okay, and if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today we're talking about 203K loans. It's an FHA type of loan to help with a fixer-upper. If you found that property that you want to remodel and you need to incorporate it in the financing, the 203K loan might be an option. Okay, so talk to me about eligible properties.
The properties that are eligible, it's a very wide range. One thing you have to be cautious of is whatever you are doing to the property, it must appraise, assuming all that work has been done. No work is completed prior to the homeowner going to closing. It's all finished after closing. So with that in mind, when the appraiser does his appraisal on the property, he has to take into effect what work is being done, what work is on that HUD consultant's write-up that he's doing for the home buyer, and that's how he comes up with his appraisal. So what you can do is based off of that, but it's a wide range of items that it can be completed as far as the program.
Okay. So
let me ask you something. You were talking about refinancing. So if I have a home that I'm living in, let's say I owe a mortgage, say I'm halfway through my mortgage and I need a lot of work, I can go for one of these 203K loans and fix my house up?
Absolutely. You must refinance your existing mortgage and include it all in one loan with this new, for lack of better terms, rehabilitation loan. So it's only a first lien type of loan. You can't keep your existing loan and then add this to it. You have to refinance and do them together.
Okay, on the work that needs to be done, who can do the repair work?
All the repair and work must be done by a general contractor. He is the gentleman and is going to be completely in control of that job site, so to speak, as the work is being done. Again, the work is finished after the home buyer goes to closing. But after they go to closing, then we're in a situation where the contractor basically is running that job. He is going to be in control of all the work. If he uses subcontractors, that's certainly acceptable. If he doesn't do his own electrical work or he doesn't do any wall-to-wall carpeting, he may have subcontractors that he brings in to do those items, but he is in control of it. It's all done through him.
Mm-hmm. So do you have to approve who the contractor is?
Yes, we do a very deep investigation of all the contractors. We check out their vendors that they've used in the past. We talk to past homeowners that they have worked for. We want to be sure that that homeowner, as he gets into this process, that the job is going to be done and it's not going to come back a situation where contractor is just not liable. They leave the job. They don't show up when they're supposed to. We don't want those type of things to happen, so we do go in deep into the contractor's qualifications.
Okay, so that makes sense. And how long does someone have to have these repairs done, Barry?
HUD has it set up where once you go to closing, the work must begin within 30 days of that closing. The job cannot sit idle for more than a 30-day period, and all work must be completed in a 6-month period. That does vary. Those limitations never change. How it would vary is if it's a very small job, obviously you might not need 6 months to complete it. We might give them 1, 2, 3, 4 months, but 6 months is the maximum allowed.
Okay. Do you ever find that there's like cost overruns or anything like that?
Yes, it does happen. We actually have built into the loan program, over and above what the repairs are, a percentage, anywhere from 10% to 20% of the repair costs for cost overruns, in case that would happen.
Okay. All right. Good. It's a very structured and organized program.
Absolutely, it is. And everybody involved is protected as best can possibly be protected.
Okay. It's a good program. Do you like doing them?
Love doing them. It's you really see some satisfaction from the home buyer themselves, because there's a lot of people would love to buy a home that they've seen. It just needs such work that they don't have the wherewithal, the finances to do it. This program allows it to happen.
Well, from this perspective, I don't know. I just think it's an underused program for what I see. It's always piqued my interest. We're headed towards a break. Before we do the house wanted section. This week we have buyers looking. I have Jason Thomas with our office, who's working with buyers looking in the Mountaintop, Lake Lehman, Dallas, Crestwood area. And they're looking for a half acre, a secluded private setting, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, FHA, and in the $140,000 range. And Trish Conway from our office has an FHA buyer as well, looking for a 2-unit in West Scranton with 3 bedrooms in each side, pre-approved in the $90,000 area, in the price range of $90,000. So if you have a property that fits that description, we have pre-approved buyers looking. It is time for a break. We will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way. Selling or buying a house, no question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.
We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I am Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, and our guest today, Jason Wiggins and Barry Rhodes. Jason is a sales manager, and Barry is the 203K production manager, and they're both with Mortgage Network, Inc. Hi, guys.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How's everybody doing this after?
Very good.
Okay, so before the break, we were talking about 203K loans and that it's a great nifty program for people that are looking to buy a fixer-upper but maybe don't have the cash to do it, or they're presently in a home and maybe they want to refinance in order to do some remodeling work. And we were talking about some eligible properties, and one of the things you wanted to mention, Barry.
There are different properties that do qualify for this program. The biggest thing is it must be somebody's primary residence. You can't do it as a second home or an investment. Must be your primary residence. It can be anywhere from a 1 to a 4 unit. So if it has 3 apartments in it and you're going to live in one as your primary residence and rent the other 2 out, you can do that. Also, you can take a property that may have first floor commercial space, like a beauty salon or a small lawyer's office, and you can take the property, live in one of the apartments above it, and the first floor can be rented out to a person who runs a beauty salon, or you can have it for your own business as well. They are probably the most prominent types of properties that are done on this program.
Well, that's great to know, because I was thinking that maybe it was only single family residences that you were living in. And so that's excellent information. Also, you know, one of the things that we talked about, Jason, on the break was you yourself purchased your first home with a 203K rehab loan, correct?
I did, and I bought it from a realtor that used to work for you, Jan Frey.
Right.
We bought the house in Scranton and went to closing. And after closing, we did all the repairs and we did everything from electrical, plumbing, heating, central air, new windows, roof. I mean, we totally redid the house from top to bottom.
Very interesting. You know, this is great to know, because there's a lot of confusion out there amongst realtors and buyers and the consumers out there today, and sellers too, on this type of loan. And that's why we wanted you here today to talk about it. And I know there aren't a lot of lenders that do this. Am I right?
There's not a lot of lenders that do it. And we do it a little bit differently than the ones that are doing it. Barry is actually designated to do only 203Ks. He does the construction part of the process, and we do the regular FHA part of it. You know, an FHA 203K loan is really nothing more than an FHA loan with a construction plan. It's not something to be scared of. There is more to it. You have to follow the proper steps to get it done. And if you do that, it's a great loan, and you could get a brand new house out of it.
Start to finish, how long do these loans take?
The time limit cannot exceed 6 months as far as the construction period. Obviously, depending on how much work is being done, it could be less than that. To get that loan to the position where it has closed and the construction period has started, it is normally a 60-day process. It is a little bit longer than a normal loan. It does take more because we are involving the HUD consultant, we're involving a contractor, but more importantly, we're involving a lot more emotions from the borrower themselves, because not only they are buying a house that they've already seen finished, they are buying a house that they now have to visualize finished. So when it comes to picking their colors and their kitchen cabinets or whatever they're picking, they take more time. They want to be sure that they're getting exactly what they want, because in their eyes, they're kind of buying almost like a brand new home.
So 60 to 80 days to close a loan?
Correct.
And then up to 6 months to do the actual work?
Exactly.
From closing date?
Correct.
Okay. All right, that's good to know. But 60 to 80 days is not too bad. I wouldn't think
that's pretty much the norm now with all the new regulations. Everything takes forever.
We're seeing a lot of delays.
Delay.
A lot of delays. So, okay, great information. Are there any problems that someone considering this process or in the process, any problems one should avoid that you know of?
not necessarily any problems, because there's almost everything that you need to do or have to do to the property that we can include in the loan. A couple of things that need to be addressed up front. What most people have to realize is we can only tell you what is being done to the property or what should be done to the property if we can visualize everything in the property. We do hit some situations where the utilities are off. We really must have the utilities put on, because there's no way we can tell you what needs to be done to the electrical or what needs to be done to the plumbing or the heating system if the utilities aren't on. So that is one, it's addressed up front before you go to closing, but that is one area where there can be some time frames lost as well, because if they are properties that have been foreclosed upon many times, the utilities are all turned off. So they must be turned on, and we must take it from that point. So that's one of the biggest problems we probably hit in the loan process.
Do you find that a lot of people that are doing these types of loans are looking at foreclosure properties?
We are hitting a lot of foreclosures, a lot of short sales. We're hitting a lot of properties that were just built in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, have the old yellow swirled formica countertops, have the pink tile in the bathrooms, and just haven't been updated. They're good structures, they're nice houses, but they haven't been updated. HUD has mandated this program strictly to do one thing, and that is to repair and upgrade the existing housing stock in the United States, and this is the one program where you can do it on.
Okay, let's talk about the items that one can do. We talked a little, we kind of just went over it in the beginning, in the first segment of the program, but I have a list of items, and let's go through them. You can do painting, obviously.
Correct.
Decks, patios?
Absolutely.
Okay, siding, windows?
Yes.
And heating upgrades?
Absolutely. Those are the kind of things that are done every day, really, on the program.
And central air is not considered one of those items that you would, that those, in the beginning you said that there were like in-ground pools and jacuzzi tubs out back. They wouldn't be involved in this program. They wouldn't be allowed.
Correct. Allowable. They are not allowed. Central air certainly is.
It is. Okay.
Anything that's going to improve the property. The goal is for the after-improved appraisal to support whatever we're doing. That's probably the most important thing. And obviously, you being a real estate agent, central air, modernized kitchens, bathrooms, things of that nature do increase the value of a property.
Roofing, flooring.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
I just closed on a property, and I wish I would have sent this guy to you, because he's got to do all kinds of upgrades on his house, and he's got to come with it out of pocket. And we had looked into the 203Ks, and nobody, his lender didn't want anything to do with it.
You know, the good thing about the 203K program is being able to add all that in there, because, like with this guy you're speaking of, he's probably going to Lowe's and Home Depot and charging up credit cards and 17, 18, 19% and having to pay them off. And, you know, he could have done it all in one loan at, you know, under 5% right now. So it really is a good program. It's fairly new. I mean, it's been around forever, but it's kind of coming back now, and people are starting to do it more and hear about it more. And there's just a lot of unknowns out there as to how the program really works.
And I think there's that fear when there's something that's unknown, there's that fear and nobody wants to touch it. So, and I see that, you know, with realtors.
Along those lines, something that we do a little different than most lenders, when we have a borrower who does want to do this program, the first thing we do is we set them up on a conference call. I have a dedicated conference call line. And before they get started, we take that home buyer from A to Z and we explain to them what they can expect. It is an involved process. Many people have not heard about it. We want to make sure that everybody feels very comfortable going in. And we do that conference call. You as the realtor are invited on it. Our loan officers are in on it. And most importantly, the borrower. And everybody really feels comfortable. And they can ask the questions that they normally might be afraid to ask. We try to make them as smooth as we possibly can to make this thing go to closing for them. And that really, really helps.
Well, there's a lot to it. Seems that there's some red tape, but there's you have so much experience to offer somebody and to be able to guide them.
Jackie, and one of the other things that I want to touch on too, if anybody out there's done business with Mortgage Network in the past, you know that we control the process. We underwrite, we process, and we close everything in-house. So this loan would be no different. We would control it the same way. And I would be on the regular FHA loan side of it, conditions and appraisal and that kind of stuff. And Barry is on the construction part of it. So if they have questions throughout the process, it's easy to get a hold of either one of us to ask, and we can address them.
Great. Jason Wiggins, sale manager, Barry Rhodes, 203K production manager from Mortgage Network, Inc., also known as MNET. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And Jason, how do we get in touch with you?
You can call the office direct at 570-704-4809 or toll free at 866-723-9934, extension 4809. Or you can email me at jwiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, at mortgagenetwork.com.
Anything you want to say before we close? Because it's that time, guys.
Just want to make sure that people understand that this is a program where you really can buy the house that you've dreamed of. We find many times, and we hear our realtors tell us this, that they have taken somebody into a property. And obviously, when they went to the property, they knew the location prior to going to the property. So the location they liked. They knew what the price was prior going to the property, so the price did not scare them. But when they went into property, for whatever reason, whether it was just outdated or it is a repossessed home or a foreclosure where somebody's really devastated the property, they can't buy it. They have enough money to purchase the home. They have enough money to go through settlement. They don't have the funds to finish it up. So this program is just perfect for that kind of thing.
The 203K rehab loan.
Yes.
Jackie, one more thing I want to mention in reference to the 203K program is we do have a minimum loan amount of $75,000. That's not purchase price. That's purchase price plus rehab costs. So they could buy a $50,000 house as long as they have a minimum of $25,000 in repairs. Under $75,000, we won't do it.
Okay. Thank you, guys, Jason Wiggins and Barry Rhodes, for coming in with us today and talking to us about this unique program. And if you would, I would love to have you back maybe next week if you could do it. I'd like to review closing costs and some myths.
Sounds good.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jason. Before we close, we review a listing.
Okay, I have a listing at 470 Bodnick Street in Peckville. It's listed by Julie Roback. She's in our office. She's our new agent that we welcomed at the beginning of the show. It's three bedrooms, one bath. It's manageable. It's 975 square feet. It's in Blakely Borough, and the taxes are $1,083. I really like taxes that are $1,083. I wish mine were. This is a modular ranch with an above-ground pool. It has a two-tiered deck, a fenced-in backyard. It has an open living room, dining room, kitchen floor plan with a gas fireplace in the living room. It has a jacuzzi tub and a separate shower in the bath. It has a new roof in 07, skylights and tile in the kitchen and the bath. And this is a great house at 470 Bodnick Street for $116,000.
Thank you, Pat. If you're looking for a way to spruce up a room, make it look fresh and clean, paint the baseboards white. But don't use stark white because that can take on gray tones against some wall colors. If you use antique white or Navajo white, they're better options. If the home has dated stained wood trim, simply painting it off white can bring it up to date. But don't forget the primer first. And that's from my Realtor magazine and Erica Wolfel, the color marketing director for Bear. We have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
Thank you, Jackie.
We're both of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and remember to contact us by email.
You can email any questions at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
View our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Thank you for listening and have a marvelous day.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Selling or buying a house? No question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.